Okay, on page, pay base on the top, 310 at the bottom. The Alter Rebbe was explaining that based on everything that we learned before about the bittul of the worlds, Hashem, the worlds don't really exist, and the only thing that exists is Hashem, we can understand what it says in the Zayar, that the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is called Yichud Ilah, the higher level of unity, and Baruch Shem Kvein Malchus Leilam Voed is the lower level of unity. And he says as follows, why did Hashem make this whole concept of concealing himself? Why did Hashem conceal himself? Let him just be what he is, you know, reveal himself. Because Hashem wants to be a melech. Hashem wants to be a king. In order to be a king, as the Gemara says, Ein melech b'loy am, you can't have a king without a nation. You can't be a king over yourself. You can't be a king over your children. You can't be a king over animals. Because the definition of a king is the subjugation, the bittul, of something on your realm, but they subjugate themselves to you. Meaning, they're separate from you, and therefore they can be bottled to you. That's the concept of a kingdom. A child, which is an extension of the parent, is not A is being bottled to B, it's A and B is the same thing. So you can't be a king over yourself, but you're going to subjugate yourself to yourself. It doesn't make sense. You can't be a king over yourself, you can't be a king over your children. Hashem wanted to reveal his malchus. In order for Hashem to reveal malchus, Hashem had to create a separated world that could be bottled. Okay, so what did he do? He did the whole concept of tzimtzum. He created time and place, because the creation of the world comes about through the malchus, through the sovereignty of Hashem. Why did Hashem create the world with speech? Vayemer Elokim, Vayemer Elokim, Vayemer Elokim, Hashem said, Hashem said, Hashem said. Because speech is the attribute of malchus. Chassidus explains as a pasuk b'dvar melech shultein, that a king rules by speech. How does a king rule a country? The king doesn't go out to the country. The king sits in his palace and gives orders. This, that, this done, this not done. That's what the king does. He gives orders. So speech is the level of malchus. Malchus cha, malchus kol elamim. The attribute of malchus is what created the world. That's the speech of Hashem. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining what we learned at the end of last week. The concept of time and place only exists in the level of malchus. Because malchus is world. Higher than world, there is no time and place. Time and place begins when the world was created. We mentioned that there's a famous question of the Maggid. We mentioned this last week. Why did Hashem create the world when he did 5,765 years ago? Why didn't he create the world a million years ago? We went to greater length last week. What's the Maggid's answer? What's the Chassidus' answer? You can't ask a question, why didn't Hashem create the world earlier? There was no earlier before world. Time begins when world begins. What's the definition of time? How long something exists. But if there's no something, then you can't have time. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe explained last week that only by Malchus do we find Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, and Hashem Yimlech Leilam Voed. Hashem was king, is king, and will be king. Why is that? Because only Malchus has the concept of past, present, and future, which is time. Higher than Malchus, you can't say Hashem was Chesed, is chesed, will be chesed. You don't find such a pasuk anywhere. Hashem chosad, Hashem chesed, Hashem yichzed, whatever the Hebrew would be. Because there is no such thing. Because there is no past, present, and future in above Malchus. Malchus is a level of time. Therefore, Malchus has to be to things which are separated, nifrad, removed, and then they subjugate themselves, and then they could be, he could be their king. So now we can understand why the Eibishter made a world with a tzimtzum, because if there wouldn't be a tzimtzum, Hashem couldn't be a melech, because if you felt alokus, then it's not that you're becoming bottled alokus. If you feel God, you are God. Then you don't have that level of bittul. In order for Hashem to be a king, which he wanted to be for whatever reason, Hashem needs that people should feel themselves not by nature, not bottled alokus, not feeling alokus, and by not feeling alokus, they can subjugate themselves to Hashem by doing a mitzvah. So that's the concept of why Hashem made a tzimtzum, that the world should feel itself to be a separate entity. Because that's the only way the world can become bottled to Hashem, for Hashem to be a melech. And therefore, if Hashem would create a world that feels a lukus, then he couldn't be a king. Because you can't be a king over yourself. That's basically where we're up to now. What? Huh?
No, I'm thinking.
That's good.
He couldn't make the people less and him revealing more. That's interesting. That's an interesting question.
Are you also thinking?
No.
It's not always good to think.
Exactly.
Now, you want to explain to me what your question was? Because I didn't get it. Yeah, now what's your question?
It means if people were stupider, Hashem could make himself greater in the world. He could reveal himself more. Maybe we are stupider. We never know.
This world, as Alter Rebbe said before in Tanya, is Elam Azah Tachten, Shein Tachten Lemata Himena. This is the lowest of the worlds that can't be any lower. Meaning, in the lack, in how much godliness is not felt, you can't get lower. Because the darkness of the world is so dark that you think it's light. The worst thing is the Pasuk says, Samim Cheshech Le'er Vafele Le'er Godol. The Pasuk says, the worst thing is, to give you an analogy that the Rebbe used to use once in a while, somebody spits in your face, you say, wow, look at this blessing of rain. The guy is spitting in your face, he's degrading you, he's making fun of you, and you say, wow, look at this blessing of rain. Okay, that is the lowest level. This world is Be'ilam Azatach Shein Tach L'mata Imena, there is nothing lower. I thought you were asking in reverse. Why did Hashem have to make it so low? He could have made it half low, and Malchus would also be revealed to a lesser level. That's what I thought you were asking. The answer to that is also because the lower the world, the greater the Melech. How much lower? 10 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet.
Like this world, is it like you're going to school, like it's all like big test and everything? How is that going to be?
For certain people, going to school is hell.
So
ask all the teenagers, they'll tell you. Ask the teenagers, they'll tell you. Teenagers will tell parents, you don't know what problems are. You don't have any problems. We have problems. We have a test. We have to, you don't even begin to understand our problems. You have no problems whatsoever. I can't wait till I finish school and to be in your shoes without any problems. That's also. Huh? Yeah, smile at them and say when you get older.
We were all like that.
Right? Okay. We're middle of Pei Beis. He says as follows. Lefi shemidas malchusi yizbarech. The fact that the attribute of malchus, miuchedes b'mahusi v'atzmosi yizbarech, is united with the essence of Hashem. B'tachlo seyich, with the ultimate level of unity like he's going to explain later. Helkach gam b'chines hamokim v'azman. Even time and place, b'telim b'mitzias mamish, are completely bottled. Legabi mahusi v'atzmosi yizbarech, compared to the essence of Hashem, kebitul er Hashemish b'shemish, like the bitul of the sun within the rays of the sun in the sun, like he said before. Meaning as follows: even the speech that Hashem speaks, that which is a level of malchus, unlike our speech, like we learned before, when you speak, the words lead you. There's an unbelievable worldly expression that before you speak, you control your words. After you speak, the words control you. Okay, it's an unbelievable concept. Once you speak, you can take the words leave you, they're out of you. By Hashem, the level of Malchus, which for practical purposes is synonymous with speech, Hashem's level of Malchus, Hashem's speech that created the world, never left him. Because Hashem is all over. You can't have anything leaving Hashem, because if Hashem is everything, nothing ever leaves him. So it's like, again, like we learned before, the rays of the sun within the sun are so bottled that the only thing that exists is the sun. Even though there are rays there, the Delta Rebbe said, if they can go 93 million miles away, for sure they exist within the sun. The difference is, in the sun, all you have is the sun. There are rays there, but the fact that they never left the sun means they're completely bottled to the sun. So what's going on over here? It's a phenomenal concept. Hashem created a world to be separated, because then he wants to, otherwise he couldn't be a king. So he created through Tzimtzum a world to be separated, yet the reality of it is, it's not separated because it never left him. So what is it? It's a world that looks real. But reality, it's not real. But from our perspective, it's real. In other words, like we discussed previously, is the world real or it's a fake? Is it real or fake? Or bluff? What's the answer? Now I'm asking a question. What's the answer?
How about, in Hebrew you say, Akol Machul.
What does that mean?
Everything is sold. I don't know. It's a
fake. No. It's not fake. World is real.
It's real, but it's all...
You know how you know it's real? Torah says, Bereshis Bara Lakim, that God created a world. Is Torah real? Is Torah Emes? Of course it's Emes. Torah says God created a world. It's not bluff. It's real. How could Hashem create a world if reality it's not Hashem? The answer is, it's only a world as far as we're concerned. As far as the name Elohim, as far as Tzimtzum is concerned, the world is real. As far as Hashem is concerned, it's only Hashem. Hashem's not hidden.
Something is real or it's not real. But it's real to us. So it's real or it's not real.
No, Torah says it's real.
But then you're saying on one level it's not, and another level it's not real.
If I go behind the curtain, am I hidden? If I hide behind the curtain, am I hidden?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. From myself, am I hidden?
No, not from yourself.
So am I hidden or not?
Well, who do you want to hide
it's
from?
Perspective.
It's perspective. If this side's going to get a prize today.
Well, now,
now, what does it mean? It's as far, if I hide behind the curtain,
yeah.
As far as I am concerned, I am not hidden. As far as you're concerned, I am hidden. And both is right.
But hidden and the world existing and not existing are not a little more than that.
The world exists. The question is, does world exist as a separate entity, or does world exist as an extension of God? From Hashem's perspective, world exists as an extension of Hashem. So is there a world of separation? Is there olam, concealment, helam? No. From our perspective, real perspective, yeah, we're hidden. Elokus is hidden. Because from my perspective, from human perspective, if you don't hear it, see it, touch it, smell it, or what's the fifth sense? Taste it, correct? Very good. Oh, you competition. Taste it, it doesn't exist.
Okay, so if I could see and taste and all that elokus, then the world wouldn't exist.
If you walk into a room, if you walk into a room, it's completely empty. No furniture, bare walls. And you say, the room is empty. You are saying the truth, you are not lying. Even though there's airwaves, and there's microwaves, and there's atoms, and there's, who knows, zillions, billions, trillions of things in the room. Right? But why, as far as I'm concerned, is there nothing? Because I don't smell anything. I don't see anything. I don't feel anything. I don't taste anything. And I don't hear anything. No, then you hear it. But if... No, because the truth is, if you walk into a room and it smells, then there's something in the room. There's a smell. But if there is no smell, and there is no taste, and there is no feeling, and there's no listening, and there's no seeing, meaning, then it doesn't... Then you, a person is not wrong by saying it doesn't exist. Another example that we learned.
It really is wrong. It really is wrong.
Not from our perspective.
It's just because you don't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Correct. But if a person says it, they are not lying, they're telling the truth. I'll give you another example that we learned. You take colorless water and put it into a red glass. From the water's perspective, what color is the water? Colorless. From our perspective, looking at the glass, what color is the water? If somebody says the water is red, they are not lying. Because from their perspective, they see red water.
They're not lying, but they're wrong.
They're not wrong. From their perspective, the water is red. That's the fact.
Is the half, little cup half empty, not full cup?
No, it's not.
There is our perspective, and there's Elokus's perspective. But in order for us, for Hashem to reveal Malchus, he didn't have to do anything. Hashem made in a way that the world seems to be foreigners, that they can be Malchus. Even though from Hashem's perspective, it's all bottle anyway. But Hashem wants that we should be bottle Hashem. Not that we are bottle Hashem, that we become bottle Hashem. By feeling and then giving in, by subjugating ourselves to Hashem. That's the whole concept of creation. But Malchus, which is speech, never left Hashem. So if the world is speech, and the speech is Batul Tashem, so the world is Batul Tashem. Correct? It's Batul Tashem. So the reality is only Hashem. But not from our perspective. How can Hashem do such a thing? That from reality we exist, and reality we don't. So he said before, that's the greatness of Hashem, that we don't understand Tzimtzum. How Hashem could be where he isn't, how Hashem can make a world that looks real, when realistically looks real, and it is real, and yet realistically it's not real.
See, it's both. It's real and it's not real.
Right. So what does it mean? From Hashem's perspective, it's bottle. From our perspective, it's real. From your perspective, I'm hidden. From my perspective, I'm not hidden. From the water's perspective, it's colorless. From the onlooker's perspective, it's red. Why is that? I mean, we can't understand it, but why is it so difficult to say? So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, this is the whole concept that he's going to get into now of the connection was called the Shiluv, the connection of the name of Yudke Vavke with the name Aleph Dalad Nun Yud Adnai, or as we daven Adosh or whatever. But there is a level of Yudke Vavke binding itself to Adnai. Adnai is a level of Malchus. Because what is Adnai? Odin, Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, comes to the word Odin Master. That's Melech. The level of Elokus, Malchus, is called Odin. The level of Elokus higher than that is Yudke Vavke. So you have the connection of Yudke Vavke into Adnai, and the connection of Adnai into Yudke Vavke. The joining of the two. So that's the whole concept of Yichud. The concept of Yichud is that the world feels bottle to Hashem. How does world, just in a practical sense, how does world feel bottle to Hashem? When we do a mitzvah, we become bottle to Hashem. When we take world paper and we use it for serving Hashem, that world became bottle to Hashem. Everything becomes bottle to Hashem. That is the way world becomes united with Elokus. Who does that? A Jew. Only a Jew can do this. The Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nerach, the seven Noahite laws, are not to unite world with Elokus, to make world holy. That's not the role of the guy. The role of the seven Noahite laws is the concept of making the world civilized. Not holy. If you want to run a business, you need organization in the office. If it's a pigsty, a lot of guys run businesses that way, but you can't run a business in a pigsty. You need order, you need systems, you need organization. Then you're able to run the business.
So it's just for the Jew to be able to do his work.
The Goyim's role in the world, which is a very fundamental role, by the way. It's a complicated role. To make the world not a jungle, to make the world civilized. And therefore, look at the seven mitzvahs B'nai Nerach, are all civilized mitzvahs. Don't steal, don't kill, set up court system, believe in God. Or don't steal, you know, don't eat live animals, don't be cruel to animals. These are all creating a civilized world that a Jew then can come and make the world holy. But if the world is not civilized, how in the world can a Jew come and do mitzvahs? So the achdus, the yichud between world and elukus, that world which is a separate entity, the person who has the yetzahar and becomes a separate entity, becomes one with Hashem, is by bringing kedusha into the world, meaning allowing world to do what Hashem wants it to do. That is the kedusha that a Jew brings into the world. In order for that to happen, you need an organized house. You need an organized world. That's the role of the goyim. And therefore, you can have one executive who's running the business, but in order for the run executive to run the business, you know how many people it took for him to run the business? Just think for a second. A guy is running a business, so he has an office, right, to run the business. He needed paper. You know how many people it took to get this paper? They had to plant the trees, cut the trees, manufacture the trees, that whole system. Then you need to have a clean room. So you needed the map. You know how many people it took to make the map? I mean, you have to go from the whatever the map is made out of to make the rope, to cut it, to form it, to shape it, to make it into a map. Then the cleaning stuff, the cleaning liquid, detergents, or whatever. And then the bathrooms. Just think about it. For this guy to run the business, 1,000 people had to be involved in it. It's only one executive. But for the one executive to do his job, you need 1,000 people. Why? Because to civilize the world, you need 6 billion goyim. And to do this job, you have 15 million Jews.